This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of A Shot of Melanin. I am your host, Michelle. And on today's episode, I'm just going to give you a little bit of backstory as to where I've been, what's been happening. And for my new listeners, maybe just a reintroduction of who I am and kind of get to know me, the podcast, the purpose of this podcast. So where I've been, it's been a minute. I see that. I know that I tend to use that as my little spiel. Every time I go missing, it's been a minute. I even at one point went missing on social media. So if you do not follow us on social media, you really should. Just recently, I had a contest in which we gave away a book from my previous episode that I did with Christina Williams, one of the authors of We Rise in Power. Now, if you haven't seen that episode, definitely encourage you to go check it out. It's a wonderful book. So congratulations to our big winner who got to win. Not only did they win the book, but they also won one of our merch. That's right. We have merch. Definitely go check out our merch page. You can find that on the Instagram page of A Shot of Melanin. So where we left off. So last I mentioned I had gone to a book launch event for the We Rise in Power. And you can see more about that as well because we are on YouTube. So you can watch the video of the event that happened that I went to. Not only can you see it on YouTube, but you could also watch a little bit of a snippet on TikTok. But as we're trying to become more of a visual content base, we will still have our audio. So you can still listen to it if you're taking road trips or if you just want to listen to something while you're cleaning or cooking. But I do know that people are very much interested in the visual aspect of it. And so we are moving towards that. Now, after I had dropped that, I did have plans to have some wonderful guests on my podcast. Unfortunately, my 9-to-5 came to the forefront. And so the podcast had to take a little bit of a back burner. If you're not aware and you're new to this podcast, I do work a 9-to-5. And so what that means is I do this after my 9-to-5. Well, this past April, my place of employment went on strike. That is right. If you knew what happened in the month of April, then you would know that government employees went on strike. And can you imagine who my employer is? So I do work for the government. And so we went on strike. And one of the things that we went on strike for was obviously a better pay. How it normally works with government employees is that every five years, they come to the table to negotiate wages. And so what happens is there's a period of time that we negotiate our wages, which in our situation is 3 years. It's been 3 years since 2020 when our contract expired. And so now when we're coming to the table, yes, we are negotiating for other things, but wages, essentially retroactive wages is what we were looking for. So I think a lot of people, there was this misconception that we wanted 13% per year, when in fact, that's not the case. We want a total of 13% between the 3 years. So anyways, long story short, I went on strike, and that was definitely an experience. I will say that was different. I can check that off of my bucket list that I was able to go on strike. Would I do it again? No. I realized at that moment that I'm really bougie. And so bougie girl can't be standing up all day saying, hey, ho, we want our money, or whatever spiel we were saying. But essentially, that's the reason why I had to put the podcast on hold. What I didn't want to do is that I come back, resume, and then we go back on strike. And I will talk about more of my experience going on strike and what's been going on and what is going to happen in the future. But as you know, it's a new month. And so that means it's going to be the artist and song of the month. So I'm always looking for musicians, artists out there, especially Canadian artists. Now, if you are new to the podcast, the Artist and Song of the Month is to highlight Canadian artists. So it's usually, you know, me scrolling through the internets, trying to find some Canadian artists out here that are really doing big things. And so I stumbled across this particular artist actually on Facebook. So I'm part of a lot of groups on Facebook, the Black Queens of Durham, the Black Queens of Toronto, Black Moms Connection, shameless plug. If you haven't heard, last year I did an episode with the creator of Black Moms Connection, Tanya. So if you haven't heard that episode, I do encourage you to go back and listen to that. But all this to say is I'm a part of many groups on Facebook, whether it's a community-based group, whether it's a podcasting-based group, I'm a part of a lot. And so I remember one day just going on Facebook, and one of the groups that I'm in, a particular mother had posted on the group page. And so she was saying that her son is an artist, and that she was so proud that she was having a moment because her son was plastered on Dundas Square. Now, for those of you who do not know Dundas Square, let me kind of set the scene for you. Dundas Square is literally a copy and paste of Times Square in New York. Literally. And so, you know, the big TV that they have when they, you know, announce new movies, when they announce plays, when they announce new music coming out. Just imagine that big screen that's at Times Square is the same thing at Dundas Square. And so she was just having a moment as a mother, and she wanted to express that in the group and say that she was proud that her son is really living his dream. And she obviously dropped the name of her son and what he does. And he's an artist. And so, you know, because I do Artist and Song of the Month, I'm obviously going to go check this guy out. So I did check him out, and wow, I'm a huge R&B fan, and his songs were just so, they're just so smooth on the ear. And I said, I have to put him down for the Artist and Song of the Month. So the name of the artist is John Vinyl. So I had to go check out his Instagram page, his all of his social media pages, just so I can get some more information about him. And he actually has a website. So if you want to go on there and see, for example, if he's on tour or listen to some of his music or buy some of his merch, music, what have you, his website is johnvinyl.com. So John is spelled J-O-N, no H. So JONVINYL.com. So based on his website, John Vinyl is a 24-year-old artist from Toronto, Ontario, whose keen sense of emotion has given his listeners the ability to tap into their nostalgic moment of teenage love. John's soulful record occupies a sound that has an air and sophistication and vulnerability. And so he falls under between R&B and soul. Now, it says also on his website, he was grown up with a single mother. Shout out to single moms out there. And John spent most of his Sundays doing house chores to his mother's soundtrack of old school R&B with artists such as Luther Vandross, Jodeci, Maxwell, and etc. And so that really explains, like, when you hear his sound, where he got that R&B ear from. So definitely from R&B back in the day. What's interesting here is his brother, who goes by the name, I believe I'm saying this correctly, but Jamil, encouraged him to pursue music and essentially became his manager. So that's nice little family business here. Now it says his first single, which goes by the name of Nostalgia, initially garnered the attention of OVO Radio, as well as support from pop star Shawn Mendes, who coincidentally attended the high school with John. So they both attended the same high school. So that's really good. And so from there, each subsequent single opened up new doors with numerous online blog support, as well as support from upper echelon of the industry. So he has a really unique sound, as you can see. He grew up with his single mom, and his single mom listened to a lot of R&B songs, like they said, Jodeci and Maxwell. So when you listen to this song, it's such a vibe, and I'm hoping that you thoroughly enjoy it. So go and check out his social media platforms to follow him, to find the latest update. As I mentioned before, he has a website, so if you're looking to attend one of his concerts, definitely check out that website. I'll make sure to put all information in the show notes. And so the song of the month is actually a remix. So without further ado, here's John Vinyl with a remix, Pressure.
My pain, pressure on me. No, I'm not the only, hoping that it goes away. Slow down, these days are getting out of control now. It almost feels like I'm about to fold now. It's cold out, I know now. Every day I stop believing. Yeah, yeah. Sick and tired of the sequence. Oh, no, no. Nights like this, I tend to lose my hidden faith. Even when I try to push it to the side, you always do me wrong.
And you can't tell me that song is not dope. That song is dope. It's so good. So the full name of the song is called Pressure. It's also featuring Kenyon Dixon. It is a remix from his original. So if you do want to hear the original, which was sung by John Vinyl, you can definitely check that out too. Now, just a little bit of backstory about Kenyon Dixon. He is American. And so this is a collab between a Canadian and an American. But the song is really good. And I encourage you that if you want to listen to more artists and songs of the month, I do have a playlist on Spotify. So if you want all that information on how you can listen to the artist's song of the month, because it's dope, definitely check out the show notes for the link. That way you can continue to re-listen to it, as well as explore the artist in further or in depth yourself. And that's the whole point of Artist and Song of the Month, because the whole point is for me to highlight Canadian artists out here. It's not as easy to get recognized, to get seen. I mean, I know it as a podcaster, it's very hard. It's not as easy as it is in the States. And so, you know, I generally just want to give people their flowers, these artists, because they're really good. And so you never know what I'm scouring for and what I'm listening for, but anything that is super dope. If you're an R&B head lover like me, I also like Afrobeats. I also like soca, reggae, anything that sounds good, I'm going to try to bring it to Artist and Song of the Month. So I encourage you to go onto the playlist and not just listen to the song, but actually like go deeper by actually exploring these artists. And you never know, you might find more sounds that you like. So definitely go check it out. Check out the playlist and as well as John Vinyl. So let's get into today's episode. And today's episode is just a conversation with me. And I'm just going to, you know, let you know what's been going on, what's going to be going on in the future, and just, you know, a little bit of a backstory on me and this podcast, what my hopes are for the future of this podcast. Just coming back on to going on strike, I had a lot of ideas and plans for the podcast and more guests to come on and have more conversations. And so if you're new to the podcast, the whole point of A Shot of Melanin was to have Black conversations within Canada. I think too often we look to our neighbors to the States, and no disrespect to the neighbors to the States. They're doing great. They're killing it. But their narrative is not necessarily always our narrative. In some cases they are, and in some cases they're not. And I do find as Canadian content creators, whether, like I said, we're YouTubers, podcasts, we do get overshadowed and overlooked by people either in the UK or in Canada. So the whole point of A Shot of Melanin was to have these conversations, you know, with Black Canadians anywhere in Canada, whether it's Ontario, Quebec, Alberta, British Columbia, anywhere. Just to have the conversation and educate the world of Black Canadians out here. And, you know, like we've got, as you can hear, we've got some really good artists, whether it was Layla Day from one of our previous artists and songs of the month to Zen Soul to even John Vinyl, you know. So the whole point was not just to highlight Canadian music in terms of artists, but it was also a content creator. So when I went on strike, the plans to have certain guests on my show, I had to put them on hold. I had to cancel certain interviews because ultimately when you go on strike, you don't know the outcomes of it. So we went on strike for about a week and 3 days. And by the end of the strike, it seemed like our union had come to an agreement. And so they presented us the agreement, which was going to be 12.6% over 4 years instead of what we had originally asked for, which was 13% over three. And so now we had to vote. And so I didn't want to come back to podcasting if I knew there was a possibility that people would vote no. And so there was a lot of rumors going around that people would vote no. And if they vote no, there was that possibility that we could end up back on the picket lines. So I decided, let me wait indefinitely until it's all done with. Even though we have an agreement and we were going back to work, anything can change once the votes are in. Now, I'm happy to announce that as of June 16, it was an overwhelming, yes, we are going to take this package. And so I can literally breathe a sigh of relief. And so now with that behind me, I hope to continue on with the podcast, which does put me in a little bit of a pickle. Normally with this portion of the podcast, I like to go from January until June. It's June. And so it does mean that it's going to be probably a smaller season compared to what we normally do. I do apologize for that stuff that is not with my control. As I mentioned, I have a 9-to-5, and so it was a little hard to podcast, edit, and all that sort of stuff. And keep in mind that it's not just me. I do have two young children. So when I'm done picketing, I have to come home. I have to take care of the kids, and, you know, it's dinner, it's homework, it's bath, it's bed. And by the time I'm done for the night as a mother, kind of am a little exhausted because knowing I have to be back at the picket lines the next morning. So I decided that I was going to wait until this was all at least hopefully resolved at the time. And so what that meant was that once there was an offer on the table, they have to bring it back to their clients. So the union's clients is, of course, the employees. And so they brought it back to the table. As I mentioned before, it was going to be 12.6% over 4 years as opposed to 13% over three. And so now it's up to us to vote whether we agree with the what they're giving us or if we don't. Now, that is another reason why I didn't jump back into it. Yes, we had stopped picketing because they had reached an agreement, but I wanted this to be fully over. I didn't want to get back into the groove of it. And then something, you know, happens again. So I decided, let me just wait this one out. And so, like I mentioned, by last week, Friday, which was June 16th, a decision was made, a unanimous decision, in which I think they said something along the lines of 87% of union members voted yes for the contract, the agreement. So now that that is behind me, I'm super pumped to be continuing off with the podcast. Now, it is, like I said, it's going to be a bit of a shortened season, being that normally I try to go to June and we are June and I'm still going to continue off. So I'm looking to do a little bit more episodes than I normally do. Normally we do twice a month on Wednesdays. And so I just want to make sure that I get enough content out before the end of July. So what else have I been up to? So recently I was invited to a content creator mixer, just as a way for me to meet other content creators, and have a discussion of what content creation could look like here in Toronto. Also maybe get some gems, meet some people who could provide maybe even knowledge to help you along your creation journey. And so I met some, I met photographers, videographers, YouTubers, podcasters. I actually got to meet face to face the lovely Chid Suzanne from the But What Do I Know podcast. That was great. It was lovely. We had a great time. We hit it off and, you know, just kind of kikied like we were old friends. I got to meet YouTuber Den from Steph and Den. Now, if you don't know, I had done an episode with Rennie the Resource in which she said, when I had asked her, one of their questions was, what are some great financial resources that can be used as Canadians? And she responded with Steph and Den. Now, they are content creators also around the aspect of not only financial literacy, but they do things like your rights in the corporate world. They provide, for example, on their Instagram page, skits that they do. So I got to meet Dennis, the second half of the group, because Steph, his girlfriend, and him, Dennis, in which he was able to provide me a lot of insight and knowledge on being a YouTuber and a lot of the trials and tribulations that they had to deal with, why they weren't able to quickly get noticed, and the issues that they had with such things like algorithm. So I got to speak, like I said, with Dennis, and then I got to meet Kara's Maggie, which I'm going to have her actually on the podcast. So I won't dive in too much on who she is because we do have an episode set. So, but I got to meet a lot of people. Liberty was another one, who is a content creator based out in Atlanta. She's of Canadian descent, born and raised in Canada, here in Toronto. And so it was honestly such a fun night. And so if you guys follow me on the podcast page, you would have seen that I had provided a video blip it of the night, and it was hosted at this restaurant in Toronto called Loom. The food was just amazing. The drinks, the vibe, everything was just on point. It was the best place to have it. And so we just kind of connected with other creators, and, you know, spoke We were able to get knowledge, exchange Instagram handles, and we've kind of become a little community in which we try to support and encourage one another. And I will have to say that was an amazing night, and I definitely have to get one of the creators of the event on the podcast just to have a conversation, which I'm hoping that we'll be able to do before the end of the season. So that was one of the events that I went to, and that was in May, and tickets sold out real quick. It was just overall a good night. I met some YouTubers too. I think they're called the Lewis Girls, who have a YouTube channel. I believe that is doing extremely well. So definitely go check them out. I believe it's called, they're called the Lewis Girls, but I will definitely double check here. And what I'll make sure that I do is that I put it into the show notes of, you know, content creators who you can follow. But overall, like I said, it was a great night. I'm looking forward, obviously, to more events like this. That was another thing that happened with me. And then we're coming into the end of June, and we're working our way into July, in which I know Afrofest is in Toronto, is happening in July. If you are in Toronto and you're interested in that, every year they put quite a display of African music. There's African cuisine, Afro-Caribbean cuisine that you can sit down and eat. And normally as a family, we go every year because my partner, his background is Ghanaian. So we do tend to go out there. And so we're planning to do that again. And this year is going to be even more special that we're going. I think that's pretty much all that has been happening with me. But I did see that a lot has been going on in the world. You know, the drop of Love is Blind. I believe they're on season 4, and all the chaos that broke. And now that we're in June, just a couple of days ago.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
They announced the next season dropping in September. Listen, they said that Kris Jenner works hard. I disagree. It seems to be Nick Lachey, and Vanessa Lachey is giving Kris Jenner a run for her money, because the way they be shooting out these reality shows, from Perfect Match to The Ultimatum to Love is Blind, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's Kris Jenner works hard, the Lacheys work harder. So, you know, the whole debacle that happened with Love is Blind, so there was that. And then the next thing was the whole Denia Jackson coming out, telling her truth, telling her story. Now, if you guys do not know who Denia Jackson is, she is soon to be ex-wife of Derek Jackson. And I'm sure the name Derek Jackson rings a bell to some of you. Derek Jackson is and I'm putting this in quotation marks, he is a relationship guru. Again, quote on guru. His rise to fame was to post content on YouTube of what a man should be doing for a woman, yada, 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 yada. Well, you know that shit hit the fan a couple years back during the pandemic where Madame Tasha K exposed him for being a cheater and not faithful to his wife. And then the infamous Bonnet video that came out of Danaya holding Derek's hand. And to be quite frank, she was looking at, into the camera like she was fed up and annoyed of this man. But basically he and her were like sitting hand in hand, trying to, I guess he was trying to clean up the mess that Tasha K spilled. You know what they say, she spilled the tea. And so basically off of that, she did a podcast interview with, by she, I mean Danaya, did a podcast interview with Lateris Whitfield, which is the host to the Dear Future Wifey podcast, and basically just kind of spilt the tea. Just going to go quickly into it. I'm happy for her that she was able to realize that it was toxic, and she was in a relationship that did not serve her or is not what God in her specific situation, because she is heavily into her faith, does not desire for her. And so I'm glad that she was able to speak her truth. You know, I'm the biggest person who loves to see the victim become the victor. So I was, you know, as Tyra Banks says, I was rooting for you, and I was definitely rooting for Miss Danaya. But then more information spilled. There's a lot more that came out, unfortunately, in which one, she is turning her pain into profit, I guess you could say, by charging people somewhere along the lines of $495 for a consultation with her to $7,000 for an event with her. In which a lot of people are like, oh, she's just like her ex-husband. I mean, for one, I'm not even surprised that she's going to try to profit off of her pain. One, she understands the business model because she was with, like, she was in it with her ex-husband. So I would be dumb to think that she was not going to try it herself. One, two, I guess she wants to continue financing a lifestyle. And if her and Derek are getting divorced, then she needs to make the bread. Not only, it's not like she's a single girl. She's got children that she has to think of. So I wasn't surprised. I particularly, you know, like, I wish her well. I hope she's able to make the money to take care of her kids and take care of herself, because, you know, and I'm still going to root for her. I want the best for her. I want her to win. And kind of like, I want her glow up. I think she deserves that after the torment that she went through with her ex-husband. So, and then there's that bit when I say ex-husband, because there's a rumor going around saying that they're not legally divorced, and that apparently she's still living at the house with them. So it's kind of like, well, girl, we're trying to root for you, but you're making it hard for us if this is true. You know, like, people are going to start to like, hey, what's going on here? And some people think this is a whole scheme for them to make more money. And it's possible, you know, play on people's their want for her to, one, leave him because they don't like him. Two, people love a glow up story. So it was like, he's still making money off of his relationship advice. He's still considered a relationship guru, which shocks me. I would think that after somebody cheats on their wife, they are no longer holding that title as relationship guru. But let me tell you, you can go on his Instagram page and see those numbers are still high. So a lot of people think this is a ploy, and this is all part of the Jackson family scheme that Derek is still getting money doing what he's doing, and Danaya is now getting money doing this pain to purpose, I guess, thing. So whatever the situation is, I believe that if she's scheming us, we'll find out. Same way we found out that he was cheating, same way we're gonna find out if she's for real. So Only time will tell, but a lot has been happening in this world. And then just recently, like when I say recently, the day of this podcast, 4 days earlier, we were talking about a submarine that went to the bottom, or the intentions was to go to the bottom of the ocean to see the Titanic shipwreck. And unfortunately, as of today, it's been confirmed that they found the wreckage, and it's believed that the people that were inside are no longer alive, and that the vessel had imploded, which is just crazy about what is going, what happened and how this happened. But, you know, there's a lot of thoughts on the matter. Some people are like, why would you even risk it? I feel as though when you're going to depths like that, you're taking a risk and you're kind of walking into the hands of death at that point. And there's other people that are like, well, you know, curiosity, he'll get you, you know, like it's sad, but, you know, we shouldn't stop exploring and shouldn't stop being curious. Well, you know, I guess to each its own, but it's unfortunate. I was really hopeful. And I, when I first heard the story, I was just under the impression that it's not that deep. It was just, they were close to the surface, nothing deep. And so when the story first broke, I believe I heard it on Monday. I was like, okay, well, they have 96 hours at that time to find the vessel. And I think they're going to find it. Again, I didn't know too much information. I just kind of heard submarine has been found underneath. I'm like, okay, well, they'll find it. But this morning when I woke up, the first thing on my Instagram feed was a feed from or a post, I should say, from the Shade Room, saying that as of 7 a.m. this morning, the date of recording this podcast today is, well, it's now midnight, but it was the 22nd of June. As of 7 a.m. of the 22nd of June, they had officially run out of oxygen. They were going based off of that. They were not thinking that the submarine may have imploded. They were thinking that they were still alive, but they're running out of oxygen, food, and water. Okay, so I thought that they would eventually find them, and by 7 o'clock this morning, if they didn't find them, then it's pretty much a wrap. But within hours, by 3 o'clock that same day on the 22nd, I got another notification saying that they had found debris from the vessel. And so it's likely that because of the pressure, it imploded. And so I kind of had to do some digging. Like, I'm like, how low is the Titanic? I don't know where it is. And to my surprise, the Titanic shipwreck is actually not too far off of Canadian waters. I didn't know. They said it's not too far off of the province of Newfoundland, which was surprising to me. For some strange reason, I thought this was going to be like Alaska, parts over there, Yukon, Northwest, Nunavut, those places. Because to me, when I think of iceberg, that's where I would think an iceberg would be, in the northern part of Canada. So I was kind of surprised that it was found in the eastern part. The shipwreck. And so they were saying that the Titanic shipwreck is 12,000 feet below sea. And I'm like, okay, well, give me like something more visual that I could visualize in my head. 12,000 feet, I'm not too sure if I could visualize 12,000 feet in my head. And so did some research, and it's basically 10 Empire State Buildings deep. I was like, okay. So if you know how tall the Empire State Building is, just imagine 10 of those, and then you reach the shipwreck. And then down in those depths of water, you're talking, it's dark, it's colder, and so there's so many things that could happen when you're down there. The pressure, as you can imagine, like I said, it imploded the space, the craft, the submarine. And then there's hypothermia possibility because you're below, very low, and it gets cold as you get into those types of depths of the water. And so it's unfortunate that this situation had to happen. I believe that certain things should not be troubled. To me, in my mind, the Titanic shipwreck is a massive graveyard. Now, I believe wholeheartedly in spirits. I believe that 110%. And I believe that is a grave site of spirits, angry spirits, grieving spirits. And so because of that, I don't think that's something that should be bothered, touched, or just leave it alone. So it's unfortunate that they died. And some people, you know, even that could be argued because some of them think that, you know, that's what billionaires get. Now, if you don't know, I believe four of them were billionaires. One was a Pakistani businessman with his son, which makes me sad to know that father and son probably were looking at this as a bonding moment. Unfortunately, lost their light. Now, based on the information that they provided us, they made it sound as though implosion was instant. So if implosion is instant, that means death is instant. There was no suffering. There was no like dragged on death and like a slow burn kind of thing. It would have been instant death. And so a lot of people, you know, even though they're sad, they're glad that they didn't suffer in their death. It was just instant. And then the other four, like I said, they were billionaires. And the story is that to go down to those levels, you'd be looking at paying, I think, something along of $225,000. Of course, they have to sign waivers or take video footage of them consenting to go down to those depths of waters. And so there are people who argue that, you know, billionaires put that type of money towards something like that when it could solve hunger in a particular country or provide water in a particular state. For example, I don't know if Flint still has clean running water, but I remember one point it was everywhere in the news that Flint didn't have clean running water. There are some Indian reserves here in Canada that don't even have clean water either. You turn on the pipe, it's gunky, mucky looking water. So for $225,000, we could have solved that problem in Flint, in indigenous reserves, even maybe put money towards infrastructure for indigenous areas, better schools, better roads. Some indigenous communities don't even have like a good paved road. So there is that argument that people feel as though they get what they paid for. I don't know how I feel about that. I still think human life is human life. Regardless of whether you're rich or poor, death is still a terrible thing, especially when it's not planned and in a situation like this. Could they have maybe done other things? I think that if it wasn't scuba diving to the depths of the water, it would have been skydiving, where there's even a possibility of like dying there. So it's always something. And you know, I think a while back, I think there was a millionaire, I don't remember which millionaire it was, but they wanted to go up in a rocket, you know. So people are like, oh, they have so much money on their hand, send that money to me or give it to places that could really need it. And yeah, they could do that, but you know, some choose, I guess, to be in situations where they can enjoy the moment or create memories. And I guess that's the price that they were willing to pay. So anyways, all that to say is rest in peace to the victims. I feel bad for the families, the friends of those that have passed. You know, maybe reevaluate your decisions when it comes to taking risks, especially with going down to those levels of depth. I'm the type of person that I don't enjoy oceans. I will put my foot in a beach, but I will not go swimming out in the beach. I am a pool girl through and through. Reason being is that I like to see the floor, and in the ocean, you can't see the floor. I'm just saying. So I also believe that's their territory. Once you venture into their territories, it's anything goes, and you're not playing by your rules. You're playing by theirs. There are sharks. There's all types of crazy animals out there in the water. squids, octopus, all you name it. And so because that is not my habitat, that is their habitat, I don't venture out to those types of waters. I'm not into snorkeling. I like to stay on land where I'm meant to be. If I was meant to be in water, then that would happen, but I'm meant to be on land. So just, you know, if you're ever thinking about doing things like that, just remember that it comes with a level of risk. If that's the risk you're willing to take, and if that's the way you want to die, hey, that's on you. You know, it's so funny. I was just thinking about there used to be a show called 1,000 Ways to Die. Now might be a year they might remake that show. Anyway, so a lot has happened over the course couple of months, whether personally with me, the things I've gone through with the podcast, or things that have been going on in the news, you know. And each day is definitely going to be an eventful day. After this, something either more eventful will happen in the future. And it's been quite an interesting one, and we're going to see what the remaining of the year will have. And so that is kind of what's been going on with me, what's been happening, why there I had to step back for a minute from the podcast. But we're back, and so we're going to continue on as much as I can. Now, I'm going to try to get as much content out before August. I'm going to do a hard stop in August. I'm taking that time for myself. It might help me, you know, get some more ideas and figure out what we're doing. Also, I will be taking a vacation, my first one in, I believe, 5 years. So a well-deserved vacation for me and the family. And so I'm definitely going to try to give you guys a little sneak peek as to where I'm going on vacation, or maybe altogether give you all of that information. I'm not going to give away anything yet. Just know that I'm super excited. It's definitely my first time ever going. And for me, I can't really predict the future right now. I can say it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And so I'm very excited and stoked to be going. I do know that I am going to post whatever content on my personal channel. So I do have a personal channel as well, which is Being Mimi. And on that personal channel, I do everything from reviews, like product reviews, video reviews, going to places and just vlogging that, and vlogs as well. So I'm thinking about maybe doing vlogs on that channel. I'm kind of trying to resuscitate that channel as well. So it's going to be between A Shot of Melanin podcast as well as my Being Mimi YouTube page. I am trying to figure out the logistics of how to have a podcast episode in August, maybe drop some kind of special episode. But I'm kind of trying to figure that out, as I don't want to pack too much. And I don't necessarily really want to bring my laptop. So it might be a situation where I do everything out there, and then when I get back from the trip, I would drop a podcast episode with that. But I'm super excited. I'm super stoked. So what I'll do is, like, maybe just a couple weeks or maybe even a couple days before we leave for a trip, check out the A Shot of Melanin Instagram page, where you can probably get some hints, some sneak peek as to where I'm going. And maybe, who knows, maybe I'll get you guys to guess where I'm going and just have a little bit of fun with that. So definitely check that out on my Instagram. If you want, definitely follow my personal YouTube channel, which is Being Mimi. But of course, definitely, you must subscribe to our A Shot of Melanin podcast page. So it's A Shot of Melanin on YouTube. Like I said, I'm going to see if I can get as much content out to you guys as possible. So keep listening and you know, just enjoy the podcast, the episodes that I plan to get out there as quickly as I can. So you're going to notice that they're going to be a little sporadic, my episodes, because keep in mind that, you know, I do have to edit these episodes. And it's not only audio editing, but I'm also going to be doing video editing. So for this particular episode, there is not going to be a video edit on YouTube. But any other ones that I'm going to have my guests on, there will be videos on YouTube. So you know what you need to do. Like Dom says, support is free. You support this channel by sharing it with friends. You also support this channel by subscribing to our YouTube platform. When you subscribe to our YouTube platform, the more plays we get, the more views we get, it shows up in other people's feeds. It becomes popular. It gets well known. Now, if you're doing it on through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you leave a rate and review, the more ratings I get, the more reviews I get, helps also for my podcast to be seen, and also put in a playlist for listeners who are looking for podcasts to listen to. So definitely go ahead and rate, review, as always. Also leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube of what you think about the podcast. Are there any things that you particularly want me to cover, to talk about? And if you want to know more about what's going on or anything in the future, or sometimes I drop thoughts on Instagram. So definitely follow us on Instagram and contests. So I will be doing one final contest before I go on vacation or a break. I just did two. One I did for Valentine's Day. Another one I did recently, which was the book and one of our coffee mugs for the podcast merch. So there's going to be one final one that we're going to do. And so if you want to take part of the podcast, the contest, you need to sign up for on our Instagram page or our Twitter page. We are even on TikTok, in which you could watch little blippets, snippets of our podcast episodes. But that is how I announce contests. And if you want to win something, you need to follow it. A year or two back, we did a Starbucks gift card. Or was it Amazon? We did a gift card. Then in February of this year, we did a Convo and Chill game. I don't know if you know about the Convo and Chill games. We gave that away, and then the book not too long ago. So the We Rise book not too long ago. So you definitely, if you want your chance to win something, then you need to be following us on Instagram or Twitter, TikTok. We also are on Facebook. Follow us there. And like I said, rate, review, because that really helps me as a content creator. So all in all to say is we're back, and just giving you a little bit of a backstory of what's been going on. And I look forward to more episodes with you guys. So stay tuned, hang tight. Thank you so much for all your patience and continued support. Listen, I hit a milestone on Instagram. If you do not follow me, we are now at 400 listeners. So if I could get to like 1,000, I think I'll drop like a really good contest. So follow, because it helps me. And then reach out to me if there's a specific topic you want me to talk about. Let me know. I will definitely put it on the list of things and do my research to either find guests or whatever. I had one particular listener who reached out to me and said that she would like me to do an episode on microaggression. And so we are getting on microaggression. You know, gotta get my therapist in order. So I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm trying to get that content out for you as quickly as possible. So I thank you for your patience, and let's continue this with more conversations, more dialogue, more learning, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.